You're tuned to KHOL. I'm Dante Fopola-Inkney with your local newscast. Wyoming Chief Justice Kate Fox joined a chorus of judges praising new legislation proposed to Congress. The bill is designed to help state courts address escalating threats of violence against judges, court staff, and the public. KHOL's David Dudley reports.
Justice Fox shared a disturbing example from Clark County, Nevada. In the video, a judge is speaking with a defendant. The defendant curses the judge, then he runs and leaps over the bench before attacking her. Justice Fox says she's never faced any threats personally, but Wyoming's small communities make it nearly impossible to avoid bad actors.
Sometimes they show up at their homes. Sometimes they see them in the parking lot of the supermarket. And so that means that the threats aren't just to judges, they're to their families, their neighbors, and then to all the court staff, all the people who use the courthouses around the state of Wyoming.
Data provided by the Wyoming Supreme Court shows a 500% increase in reported incidents over the past 5 years. The bill has been referred to the Committee on the Judiciary. For KHOL, I'm David Dudley in Cheyenne.
An interim legislative committee met in Lander this week to hear about ways to enhance the state's affordable housing options. The Joint Operations Committee listened to proposals from renters, interest groups, and county officials on ways to combat the housing shortage. Options included expanding the use of tax increment financing districts, or TIF, and making it possible to lease state lands to private developers. TIF districts take increased property taxes from buildings that are considered blight and use those funds to subsidize private development. The hope would be to change the law to allow these funds to subsidize affordable housing. The committee didn't take formal votes yet, but some members expressed support for several options in the next session. The next committee meeting will be held on August 8th in Evanston. The public scoping period was extended on a wind project in Sweetwater County. The Jackalope Wind Energy Project is proposing about a 300,000-acre wind farm project, about half of which will be on Bureau of Land Management land. The agency's Mickey Fisher says one concern that's come up from the public is how the wind turbine blades will be disposed of.
We're looking at 213 wind turbines being associated with the proposed plan from the proponent on this one, and that's a lot. You know, that's a whole lot, and that is an absolutely valid concern.
Turbine blades last about a quarter of a century, and the U.S. hasn't figured out a great way to recycle them. Right now, many end up in the Casper landfill. Fisher says the proposal is in its early stages, and issues like this will be addressed in future BLM reports expected this year. The public scoping comment period is open through May 2nd. For KHOL News, I'm Dante Fopola-Inkney.